Richland. Welcome to the second episode of the Chronicle Podcast. This week, we bring you NFL season predictions, a column warning drivers about school bus stop signs, and a student spotlight. Up first, sports reporter Gabriel Flores gives us his predictions for the 2014 NFL season.
Coming into this NFL season, there are some intriguing storylines. Can Seattle and its stellar defense repeat? Is this the 49ers' year? Richland boasts a diverse group of football fans, but almost all seem to have an opinion on the Cowboys, famously known as America's team. Although the better part of the last two decades says differently. Terrell Bodine, a 19-year-old business major, says 7-9. Bodine is not a Cowboys fan, but cannot say the same for his father. As a New Orleans native, Bodine is a diehard Saints fan, proudly saying that his Saints boast the number one offense, and with an improved defense, have a shot to run the table and, come playoff time, win another ring. I only see New Orleans winning their respective division. Now that I've given away my NFC South pick, let me elaborate. With Super Bowl champion quarterback Drew Brees, the Saints are poised for a solid 12-4 record, with key games coming Week 14 versus the Carolina Panthers and Week 16 versus Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. With Brees being able to toss for 400 plus yards at any given time, I don't see a defense, at least in their division, that could slow down their high-powered pass attack. The NFC North may have been my toughest division pick, with three Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks, including 2011 Super Bowl winning Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. I'd like to apologize to all the cheeseheads, but I have Green Bay going 12-4 and finishing second in the division to the Detroit Lions. Yes, the Lions. At an impressive but long overdue 13-3. Aaron Rodgers will miss games again this season, and with a subpar defense, that spells a tough go, even with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, Week 17 versus Detroit. But not all hope is lost. They're my wild card pick. This brings me to the NFC West, where I believe the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks will dominate and finish 13-3, edging San Francisco, who is my second wild card pick. This brings me finally to the NFC East, or what I would like to call the NFC Least. A division filled with mediocrity, false hope, and questionable owners, i.e. Dan Snyder of the Redskins, and of course Jerry Jones of the Cowboys. Defense is horrible, 18-year-old journalism major Ryan Fort said when talking about Cowboys. Bellerim Salimi, a 19-year-old freshman majoring in kinesiology, thinks we will go 6-10, adding that the Eagles are only getting better. I personally have the Cowboys finishing 6-10, no better than 7-9. The biggest reason is their severely depleted defense, with the biggest loss being potential cornerstone Sean Lee, who when healthy is one of the best middle linebackers in the league. History major Philip Robb, 21, said, "Our defense isn't good enough to keep us in games, and that the offense needs to run the ball more." I completely agree. Ultimately, we will fall short and Philadelphia will go 10-6 to take the division crown. The NFC crown will come down to a dogfight between Seattle and 49ers, where I believe Colin Kaepernick's inability to pass the ball within the pocket will cost them against the ravaging Madden NFL 15 cover boy, Richard Sherman. For Richland Chronicle, I'm Gabriel Flores.
Up next, copy editor Joyce Jackson gives us details about her recent experience with school bus stop sign arms.
I never thought of my husband and I could be busted by a school bus, but I was wrong. Last semester, we got an unpleasant surprise in the mail. It was a citation in connection with the school bus stop arm program. A warning, watch out for those big yellow school buses while driving to Richland from any direction. They have a little stop sign that darts out on the left side by the driver when kids are loading or unloading. A small camera is near it. If you get a citation, you'll have the joy of seeing your car where it shouldn't be in three color pictures. We got our citation going west on Abrams Road toward LBJ after leaving Richland around 3 p.m. Can you guess what the fine is for this monumental offense? It's $300. Outrageous for a student budget. The city of Dallas gives you the option of contesting your citation, but my husband and I thought it was useless because of the pictures. We were at the light, which was red, and so was the bus on the corner near some apartments. The pictures made it look like we were slightly ahead of the bus when its stop sign was out. We paid the fine because we thought it wasn't worth the hassle of fighting it. Then we found out the real story in David Lieber's column this summer in the Dallas Morning News titled, Bus Cam Tickets Not Working. Lieber said he spent a day at the Oak Cliff Municipal Center in June watching drivers who received $300 tickets for passing school buses appeal their tickets. He said his goal was to learn more about how the school bus program really works. Lieber said, "What I learned was that the program has troubles for far greater than a $300 ticket." Here's the scoop, according to Lieber. Dallas City Manager A.C. Gonzalez and council members Dwayne Carraway and Scott Griggs come in. The complaints weren't from drivers, but from Dallas County Schools, DCS, which runs the program. Lieber said, DCS is a school district without any actual schools, but it runs administrative programs for other districts, including a huge bus system. A couple of years ago, DCS and the City of Dallas partnered to hear appeals to their school bus stop arm program. Lieber said, the really funny part is that the hearing officers are compassionate to the ticketed drivers. Get this, they have in the past 2 years dismissed 5 out of every 7 tickets that come their way on appeal. As Lieber states, that's almost 5,000 dismissals out of about 7,200 appeals they've heard. Apparently, the hearing officers believe that some aspects of the program are unfair to drivers. Lieber said he saw tickets being dismissed for several reasons. Among them, the hearing officers have created a 3-second rule in favor of drivers after the arm swings out, giving drivers a chance to see it and stop. So, drivers are avoiding fines if the photograph started sooner than that. Other reasons include a wrong address where the violation took place and a requirement that the bus has to display flashing lights. Also, should the same driver get more than one ticket at $300 each, only one is upheld. Isn't that generous? My husband and I got a real kick out of reading this article. It was too late for us, but it's why I wanted to write this column, to warn the Richland community about the buses driving near Richland. If it will help someone not get a $300 citation, then it was worth the warning. Take heed, especially if you're running late. For Richland Chronicle, this is Joyce Jackson.
And finally today, co-editor-in-chief Melanie Brando brings us this week's Student Spotlight.
Meeting new people in our daily lives can be a challenge for some, but at Richland College, it may not be as hard as we think. The Chronicle would like to introduce different students every week. This week, we spoke with Mari Asanana. Asanana is 19 and from the Middle East. He wants to work toward a major in biomedical engineering. I like biology. Though biomedical engineering is a nice career to pursue, this isn't Asanana's dream job. He really likes the media. I'm a writer in my country. He mentioned that he isn't a professional writer yet, but someday he would like to be. His goals for this academic year are to finish his EOSOL classes and prepare to transfer to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. He says he doesn't like sports, but loves to read. He likes reading poetry. I like to make new things in this way, he said. When approached, Asanana was texting his mother back home. To help him relax or stay clear-minded, He listens to the singer, Feyruz. He said he likes how she talks about the citizens in his country, love, and how someone misses their country. American food is not Asunana's favorite, but if he had no choice, he would eat tacos. He said he saw Taco Bell in my city and didn't know what it was. His friends encouraged him to have some, and ever since he thinks tacos are the best. We asked what Asunana liked about Richland so far. He said, the trees, the weather, that's a good thing. In my country, I can't see this. Back in his country, he didn't have the luxury of being able to look outside windows like some of the classrooms are on campus. All they would do is sit, open their books, and just listen to the teacher. You can't talk, you can't speak, but at Richland, you can do anything. Everyone speaks to everyone. This is Melanie Brando, Richland Chronicle.
And that wraps up this episode of the Chronicle Podcast. Attention bands, rappers, singers, and musicians. The Chronicle Podcast wants to feature your music. Email us your original work with clean lyrics only, please, to richlandchronicle@gmail.com. For all of us here at Richland Chronicle, thanks for listening.